A Jewish Journal article. Vegetable Delight. A tasty asparagus and pesto quiche. On my recent visit to Israel, my cousin Mimi hosted a family reunion at her home on a tree-lined street, high on the hill in Haifa, above the Baha'i Gardens. All my cousins came with their children and grandchildren and they each brought a dish. The table was bountiful with roasted salmon, Moroccan fish balls, pasta, pizza, for the kids, fresh salads and a cheese board. There were half a dozen, pashtidot, Israeli-style quiches, each one with a different vegetable filling. Noah, who is the daughter of my beloved cousin David who passed away too young from ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, is a professional baker. She was in charge of dessert and brought incredibly moist, flaky chocolate babki and a smooth citrusy lemon curd tart. It was a veritable feast. That's the beauty of traveling, seeing the different ways people cook and entertain. I always think of quiche as a brunch dish, always served on a beautiful sunny day for a bridal shower, a baby shower, or Mother's Day. Quiche is always elegant and pretty. It's also an easy, foolproof, crowd-pleasing dish that enhances a buffet. After that dinner, I realized that I don't ever think of making it as a weeknight dish. But it really should be a go-to dish for family meals. So many times a simple quiche and a salad would be perfect. In the past, I used to make my own crust, but I've learned that using a store-bought pie crust or puff pastry is just as lovely and tasty. Sharon and I are very fond of using puff pastry as a time-saving shortcut. It's fail-safe and works with any filling. Some stores carry a butter puff pastry and that is extra special. But Pepperidge Farm's puff pastry always performs, and isn't too greasy. Recently, Sharon and I made an exquisite asparagus and pesto quiche and it was so good. Like my cousins in Israel, let this delicious custard filling inspire you to use different ingredients: sautéed mushrooms, spinach, thinly sliced zucchini, sun-dried tomato. I've even made a roasted butternut squash and salty cheese quiche that was so good. The list and inspiration is endless. Rachel, I love vegetables, cauliflower, zucchini, butternut, mushrooms, eggplant, sweet potato, broccoli. So much of my cooking is figuring out a way to get as many veggies into a recipe as possible. That's why I love to make a good quiche. Quiche is a wonderful make-ahead dish that can truly take as many vegetables as your imagination allows. This asparagus and pesto recipe has everything I love: caramelized onions, fresh tomatoes, herby pesto, as well as three yummy cheeses, feta, mozzarella and parmesan. All baked into a light crispy puff pastry crust. Of course, the star of this quiche is the bright green asparagus. The delightfully creamy egg custard and savory cheeses are the perfect foil for the tender, nutty, earthy flavors of the fresh, lightly sautéed asparagus. Rachel and I hope you make this indulgently delicious quiche for your Shavuot table. Sharon, asparagus and pesto quiche, 1 sheet frozen puff pastry, defrosted, 3 tablespoons olive oil, 1 large onion, thinly sliced, 1 lb asparagus, stems cut in 1-inch pieces, stalks left in 3-inch pieces, kept separate, 4 large eggs, 1 cup heavy whipping cream, 3 tablespoons pesto, 1/2 cup feta cheese, 1/2 cup mozzarella cheese, 1 cup cherry tomatoes, halved, 1 teaspoon salt, 1/2 teaspoon pepper, 1/2 cup freshly grated Parmesan cheese. Lay the puff pastry on a lightly floured work surface. Use a rolling pin to gently spread the pastry. Cut into a circle and place in an ovenproof pie dish. Use a fork to prick the bottom and sides of the pastry. In a skillet, warm 1 tablespoon of the olive oil over medium heat. Add the onions and allow to caramelize to a golden brown. Remove from heat and set aside. Warm another tablespoon of olive oil. Then add the stems of the asparagus and sauté for 2 to 3 minutes. Place stems on the bottom of the pie crust. Warm remaining olive oil and add the asparagus stalks. Sauté for 2 minutes and set aside. Preheat oven to 425 degrees Fahrenheit. In a large bowl, combine the eggs and heavy whipping cream. Add the pesto, onions, feta, mozzarella, tomatoes, salt and pepper. Stir gently to combine. Pour the cream mixture into the pie dish. Place the asparagus stalks in a decorative pattern, then sprinkle Parmesan cheese on top. Bake for 20 to 30 minutes until the puff pastry is a golden color and the center of the quiche is completely cooked. Serve hot. Sharon Gompertz and Rachel Emquise, chef. have been friends since high school. The Sephardic Spice Girls Project has grown from their collaboration on events for the Sephardic Educational Center in Jerusalem. Follow them on Instagram at Sephardic Spice Girls and on Facebook at Sephardic Spice SEC Food. Website sephardicspicegirls.com/full-recipes.